ABC News.
Well, as much of Australia enjoys a day off work today, there are, of course, calls for the January 26th date to be a day of reflection instead of one of celebration. Data shows nearly a third of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are living below the poverty line. They also face significantly lower education and employment prospects and are almost 10 times more likely to be separated from their parents as children. Many Indigenous peoples say the celebration of the arrival of the first British fleet is rooted in the worsening gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. Sue Ann Hunter is the acting CEO of SNAKE, National Voice for Our Children. Thanks for joining us. What does this day mean to you?
Well, I've just been at a dawn service, so for me it's about a day of mourning. It's about a day of, it's quite a deeply hurtful day for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It's you know, that people celebrate the, the disease, the massacres, the dispossession of our lands, our child removal, and then continually not being treated as equal. And that's celebrated every year. It's not something that, for us is really welcoming.
So when we look at Australia Day and the broader issues of the gap between Indigenous Australians and non-Indigenous Australians, how deep is that connection between this day and the current issues facing Indigenous Australians?
Oh, look, it's quite connected. If you look at, what happened once, it was declared terra nullius and it was taken over, the trauma inflicted on our people, and understanding the transgenerational trauma and how that's passed down, the continual racism that still continues today, and systems, governmental systems, all, systemic systems set up, not for our people, but set up for a mainstream system. So, it just doesn't work for us. It actually widens the gap when you're trying to bring culture and revive language and bring these strengths back to our people.
So what's the first step when it comes to addressing that problem then?
I think the first step is to really look at what programs we have out there and listen to Aboriginal people about where the gaps are and what's needed for us. We know what's going on and we know sort of how we can fix it. We just need those avenues available for us.
When it comes then to this date, to the 26th of January, do you think the tide is turning against that at all?
Yeah, I think it is. There's more and more people that I've seen not want to celebrate the date at all. It's not about changing the date. People want to actually abolish the day. And I think actually that's a good thing.
Both major parties, I'll note, haven't signalled support for changing the date. I mean, what do you make of the political climate right now when it comes to this issue?
I think when you, look at the recent comments made, I don't think we're taken seriously, and I don't think we acknowledge the truth telling of the past, which is actually hurtful about what's happened to a race of people, let alone your own people. And I think it just widens the gap of between us. It's quite divisive when comments are made that exclude us yet again.
Yeah, you mentioned divisive. I mean, some argue, just to put this to you, that it's not worth the divisive debate on Australia Day and instead an Indigenous voice to government. That should be the priority. I mean, what do you make of that?
Well, I think everybody's going to have an opinion on everything, as they do.
Yeah.
I think the voice to government, which is what we want, but we want it on our terms. We don't want to be handpicked by a government to get the outcomes that they want. We want to be able to, nominate people ourselves and that they have some power in the say of what happens. You're not just there to advise. And a lot of our roles to government are just advisory roles. They don't actually have real power behind them.
Sue Ann Hunter there, the acting CEO of SNAKE, National Voice for Our Children.